Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Wave Right Podcast, because life's a view. Let's ready together. It's your girl Tara Nicole here.
Hanging out with Esther Mutuku.
Yep, and today tunawaletea topic ingine moto sana.
It's not hot.
It's
depressing. If you think about it.
It is kind of depressing, but on the bright side, we are all of us together in
We're in this together.
Everybody is experiencing the same thing. Yeah, so today we're talking about adulthood.
Why it has come.
Why it has come. Why adulthood?
Yeah, we actually said it's a scam. Growing up when this would be the life.
I do nothing to do with
it. I wish inge kuwa mkubwa.
Aki tulira. Aki.
It was sad.
Kuna times mo kumbuka literally nikisema hizo words. Like niko na
hizo. Kuna tukiwa high school.
Memories. Eh, ati mimi nasema hadi nikiwa primary. Kwa pesa ya sweets kwa like mimi nitakuwa na pesa yangu. Na nitanua kitu nataka. Little did I know
that you'd be broke.
Yeah. And that's why exactly it is a scam
for sure.
Man. Because you watch all these movies, you think it's going to be 18 and like, happily ever
I think
after.
We really just wanted the freedom.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Yeah, we reached unapatanga, then you're like, okay, what next?
Yeah, because it's not really freedom without the financial freedom.
Yeah. Ah, totally. That's a nice one.
Because I enye literally, the majority of people our age group, unaweza kuwa na hiyo freedom like wazazi wako wana shida. Unataka kwenda Naivasha wewe ishia. Lakini
ndio iko.
Exactly. Eko na pesa ina watu to live
with you kijana.
Man, so
like even the other story like mbona najipeleka hosi?
Ah yeah, by the
way. When we taking myself to the hospital?
Ah,
at this fine this young age.
Man,
of 22.
I feel like I've only never done hit. Because I've never been to the
hospital. Yeah, actually I've never. You told me that.
Yeah.
Hey, me, I have.
Yeah, how was it though?
You know the story now.
And I want you to tell them before.
This time, it was actually, I think late last year, the first time I took myself to the hospital, like by my own. Like, nasile hosia, no mwana kichwa, let me go get some maramoja. Ile hosia, you need to be taken x-rays.
Why? That's serious.
Because I had an issue with my mgu, like, nerves. So, yeah.
Wait, like, how do feel your leg, amo?
Ilikuwa na feel, like, in a ganda over some time. And usiku... Ah, yuzo sidoki anajua. But, yeah, ilikuwa tu shida mgu. And so, this time, kinda, it was Nairobi South Hospital, South Scene. So, I went... Hey, first Nafika, okay, I've been there before, so it wasn't like I knew hospital.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. Naingia nasema, guy, nanza wapi adi. Nakumbuka niko na card, so I have to go to reception. Ati inapeleka.
Oh, yeah, all alone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sayo, okay, unangoja line, unaitwa nini nini, unasign papers. I'm like, shit, I'm really grown.
I can imagine.
So after that, nikaenda niko na daktari, akaniambia you're supposed to go to the radiography, sijui whatever.
Wow, hiyo yote peke yako?
Peke yangu. I tell you, nilitoka kwa daktari, I went start outside kwa bench.
Oh yeah.
Nika break down fast, ndio niendelee na the process. And wow. Sijui kama watu walinipita huko kwa line. Because wow. I was tired, I was like, I need help.
Oh yeah.
And literally, okay, ni venye tu hakukuwa na mtu wa kunipeleka. Because everyone was busy and you're grown. I mean, you're over 18.
So unaweza jipeleka.
Yeah, you can take yourself to the hospital. So, what's up?
Yeah,
go
tough.
To the hospital.
But at least you had the card.
Yeah.
What a tough luck. So ikabidi umerudi home all alone?
Yeah, I would nikachukuliwa hizo stuff, nikamaliza, nikapewa madawa, everything.
Oh, you didn't even have a friend to take you or something.
I did want that. One thing about me when I'm sad, I'd rather be sad and alone and figure out everything alone. So that, I don't know how to depend on people like you.
That's not a bad thing. But it's not a good thing.
So what is it?
It's just there, it's neutral. Eh, kuna pros and cons. Eh, adulting must be tough though.
Yeah. Alafu maybe it, it was on a weekday, so I'm imagining anze kuhit up wasi. Ati unaweza impeleka husi nini nini. People are busy with their lives, man. Just go do it, because eventually you'll do it alone. Eventually.
Pono unajua maisha ni yako.
You are all alone.
Hey man, but I know what you mean. Na mimi adi nasikia siwezi speak from experience because bado niko under my parents' wings. Literally mimi nasikia ningekuwa like an eaglet atinachisiwa out of the nest. Wow, nasikia nikawa naweza crash and burn usiku. Kwa sababu bila them.
Sio.
Eh, sasa nasikia niko na like niko adulthood 1.2 alafu kuna adulthood 2.2 alafu kuna adulthood
you can't speak.
I don't know.
To even rent my house, like
exactly.
To find and pay everything you need,
food,
pay for electricity, water. I don't have. I can't do that on my like right now. Can you chase us as in industrial street?
Why is that quite tricky though? But yeah, that's why I think adulthood is a scam because we were promised all this. The happily ever after. Atukwambia what happens after the happily ever after. Because nakumbuka tukiwa 18 venye kila mtu alikuwa hyped. Kwanza kuchukua ID. Because unajua sasa ukichukua ID, hakuna club uwezi ingia. First of all. Second, sahi kuna hiyo freedom. Unezambia mzazi, like now I'm 18. Ama atakao muambi, like kwa mwenye unajua. Now I'm an adult. I can take care of myself. Until reality set in. It's really yeah, not.
Hey. Nah, now this is really not it. Yeah. And then it gets to a point now that we are talking of tolewe kwa nyumba. Now, you have to look for a job. And the jobs you are getting, they are rejection. Utadu. Because I've been there. I've gone to like interviews na nika sema, hii. Like hili unendo na baru unasema, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I need to be a child again. No, this is not it.
Man.
First time ilienda interview, ya kwanza nilienda ilikuwa during COVID. After our attachments ya tungerudi shule. That's when I applied for my like first job. Nilitwa interview.
Okay. Ilikuwa wapi?
Ilikuwa a True Love magazine. They wanted writers.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
So si mimi apply nikaitwa interview. I was so excited. My first interview. I called my mommy or sister. Hata before like alimaliza tu kunicall because they called me, told me interview ni nini kam. Hey, first thing na kama sangu ati people fanya ni interview. What are the questions asked? How do you like nataka kwanza could prepare? And it's not until like 2 days. It was 3 days. I think they called me on a Monday and they needed me to go for the interview like on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was excited.
I can imagine.
Nikaenda, then the day got there, Friday. Nikaenda interview. Ni first, of course, ni metens. Mbaya sana.
Definitely.
Naenda nafika, napata two other girls. They looked older than me. Nikajua. Wow. Wakatoa CV zao. Like 3 pages. Mine was 1 page.
Wow. Okay. Why?
So of course, nishaanza kutense. Jukila wametu. Adi nikairudisha tu copies.
Kai. But ulingia.
Hey. There were two more. There were three ama there were two. I can't remember the number. I think there were two or three. Hey. Nikasema, guy. Navanyo alikuwa rembo aki.
Wow.
Hey, nikaanza kuwa intimidated. Of course, I knew I was the youngest there.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, kwanza yote mbuli kwaka? 16.
That's a joke. So, tumeenda tumeingia kila mtu ameinterviewa. Juni, mimi nilifika mwisho. But I was on time. Nikafika mwisho, nikaingia mwisho. So, uyo mtu alikuwa na interview. It was a chick. Wakani interview, wakaniambia like that. Your CV is 1 page.
Wee! Wala alisema hivyo?
Like, it's brief. But, haikuwa na vitu mingi. Like, sikuwa ni time. those times.
Yeah,
so akaniuliza, okay, so you in school? Nikamwambia, yeah, but right now you are not going back to school because of COVID. I'm like, so what happens if tomorrow you guys are told to go back to school? Nakwambia alimwangalia like, huh? Like, no, si niseme nini, because the moment I say I will go back to school, they won't pick me.
True. So we'll do.
Man, okay, I just come back and sign nilipeana, but after you nilijua, I job siitri.
Oh, and then see full time.
Yeah. And those chicks were like, that's how I got my first job rejection.
Oh, yeah. But at least it wasn't your fault. You were like, oh,
nilisema, wah.
So far, same, and how many interviews?
I can't. After that one, I think 2 or 3 more.
No, okay.
Or when I got, two I didn't. Then I ended up saying, thank God I didn't get them.
Yeah. But the whole thing is hard. It's not even about just financially.
Mm.
Adi could navigate relationships.
Friendships. As we grew up, but there, how what's your take on? I would want to know, like, how are you dealing with friendships right now? Like, free time, like hanging out, like unapata. The time I'm free, you busy.
Oh,
the time
you busy, I'm free. Yeah, that's true. But
una drift na watu because of that.
Mina, as long as tukipatana.
I like such new friendships though. Mm. Like mkipatana ni vibes too, like I kind ka
ati mjongea sio how long. Eh, cause I people wanna live their lives. Na si ati kuna times hadi msia anaweza kupita out. Yes, unaweza enda, but like emotionally, psychologically huko in the space.
Aki have been kuenda there. Eh.
Na si ati mkonti ya msia. Ni msia tu like ana recharge. Si kila time utakuwa full charge.
And it's not all about you actually. Venye tu watu wanataka me time.
Exactly. So, and ama msia zitokea juu ameenda job. Sijua ameitwa emergency. Eh,
there's so much to life right now.
True. Because this weekend there were so many graduations. I think kila status ulikuwa unaingia. Kila story. Na watu wengi, like, unge notice when the guy went for his graduation form, alikuwa very thankful. Fact, enye, truly show up.
Cause I feel bad because even invited me, then I couldn't make it because I'm not going to graduate, so I needed my time. Family.
Yeah. But anyways, so, like, what am I trying to say?
The guy was grateful.
Exactly. Because some people just can't make it. So, was when you're going to show up, enye,
you just appreciate it for granted. Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel it takes so much. Kwanza for you, actually, that it took so much time. Kwanza pia ulikuna graduate for you to go for that party. As in, I feel ata ulikuna pasa kupewa gifts. Because you were there, man.
Yeah, true. I was. And I'm glad I was. So, hey, what's up, Kishwab?
Taraki, akari attend, nili attend pia. We are one.
Yeah, so as long as people make time, that's what matters.
True. And be understanding, man.
Because
ka unielewi nikikwambia niko na emergency this week. Ataka si emergency. Understand, true. Today, we can't just link.
Yeah, we can't. Circumstances.
Even there, after having you feel, tuna eza feel, hey, leo, si siki kona watu.
Nice days you come. As he comes, he come.
Nika kupatwa na burnouts. Like, kuna times nilikuwa na feel I had so much to do. Like, kwanza ukifanya her job. Like, kila asubuhi, like, unaamka, then unakumbuka niko na podcast, okay, niko na editing, okay, kuna vitu napaswa kuendea shule, kuna, like, inafikanga point, unasikia tuko na burnout.
That happens, so.
Yeah, like, una feel too. Muniacha tafadhali.
True. But at least I mean, I'm thankful to neza toa shule kwa hiyo equation ya adulting. That was another job on its own.
Of which, let's not talk about what the class did to us, but
they did us. That's what they did. They did us.
Yeah. But I feel like sai unapatanga you ama some days you feel like you're not motivated. Ama you just tired. Like, I feel like easy times zina happen a lot of times to me is crazy.
Nakugeto.
Okay, adi nime drift.
Yeah, I didn't even copy. Yeah, so but
one thing. What?
So Maliza, you mean and the topic? You know?
Oh, see, no, I was saying about the burnout. Now, cause I'm not motivated, lazy. You know, like kitu nimekamkulani, taking a day at a time. Anything ever? Like just take it slow. Like even though nimekamkufikiria, ah, leo nalala fiti, msiniangalisha leo nikudoze.
Yeah.
Like nalala for the next day, I feel better. I feel like na sitakuwa na ile guilt ya jana I didn't do nothing. Cause your rest ni necessary.
Ni necessary.
And I feel like hey, a month. Detail anyway.
Yeah. Oh, niko na ingia story nini relationships. Takasi friendships. So
oh, relationship. Well, yeah. That's not even on my mind. Like akai koiko kunyuma. Uko.
Neza kwa romantic, neza kwa relationship with your parents, with your siblings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In a
yeah.
Ama with your coworkers, like moja tu angekuwa job sanga on your side, but sasa hatujui. Ama
I think so in nikona. It's like I'll speak about it next time.
Okay.
Yeah, in the studio if I remember.
Because hey, like umetoka hii playground ya ulitoka playground ya high school ukaingia uni so umetoka so unaingia.
Nowhere.
Industry.
At like. Nowhere.
Yeah. So
oh, relationship with siblings. I feel like right now I understand my parents more. Like vitu like masangu venye alikuwa na shina kwa ai hakuna pesa, like you might be having money
but it's for that.
Yeah. That means you're broke. Because whatever you planning to do with that money is not what you need me to do. You know, you don't matter.
Iko na matumizi.
No, I understand the time alikuwa anasema sina pesa, ataka unaingia kwa simu unapata M-Pesa balance ni pesa
bigi. True. Kuna mahitaji.
Alafu, yeah, I think here ni the major part of understanding my parents more. With siblings getting close, I feel like the more I grow, the more I like na kwa squim rebellious, like ni kwa tu more
closer. Yeah. Now understand.
Kitu kaya yo. But now with relationship with guys, no, that's non-existent for me right now.
Yeah.
Like, see, consider, yeah. See, fikiri, and not planning on it anytime soon. Tupatane uko 25
years. Yeah. Kweli. Oh, me sina sibling, so.
Oh, yeah, true.
Is that. So, me nezongelea tu mamangu. I've always been close to her. But adi mina siya kuna certain aspects, say, like, adi aneza niongelesha, ange niongelesha before. Like financially anakulet in more
true
than before
sadly. At least ayuna duda kuza familia zinyesko anajua.
Exactly. Ah, iyo ni one of the adulting scams. As in I wish singe kwa anajua. As in I wish we could go back to the time.
You didn't know.
When I was so innocent. Say una chiki family.
You are dealing with a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Na sazini unakonge like saka family yenye wanaweza fanyia na hivyo.
Hey, and you?
Acha kuje. Yeah, so it's a lot. Navigating everything is
it's exhausting. It feels a lot. Ndio maana watu wasikizi wanakuwa depressed nini. And then we just take a day at a time. That's literally what I be saying every day. Although sometimes it's hard for me to implement it because pia nakwanga na hiyo side yangu ya wanting to be productive consistently. But I feel slowing down in either side sana.
That's true. Yani kwa ile time ukisema ati nilini ulikuwa unasema ati ah leo sijalia kesho lazima ni schedule.
Ai hata nilikuwa kwako. Ati leo nimelala nje. I had a whole plan about what I do and I get home. Ati nitaenda ni apply job, niende ni washe nywele ni bomwe, then nilie. Then ulikuwa leka.
Man, mimi nilikuwa shanga, okay, kuna time scheduled for crying.
Because it's busy, it's a busy schedule. So if you don't cry today, tomorrow, you don't have time to cry. Okay, I didn't cry actually.
Oh, you didn't cry? Okay, that's maybe a good thing.
I feel like when I hang out with people, ama when I have a good time, at least I find life to be meaningful.
Hey, but what is life? Una imagine hii dunia tungekuwa kaa, like, hatungekuwa na each other. Imagine ungekuwa naishi like in your own bubble au upatani na watu.
I feel like when I hang out with people, I like them more patanga mini. Like, nafurahi tu.
Mm.
Like, wase wenye uko comfortable na wao.
Yeah.
Juu neza hang out na wase wakudri.
Eh, ni ukweli.
Ama wase tu, una feel tu.
Energy, right. Yeah, so get your own tribe.
Mm. Yeah, you school ya, baby.
Good. Tuli, nini good vibes. You translate good vibes. So at least you didn't cry.
Ah, vibrate. Ah, nimekumbuka. Yeah. Nimekumbuka something to do with vibrating energies.
Oh.
Like, ukendo ushikili. Okay, nini vitu nasomanga. Anyway, unezenu ushikili ya mti.
Mm.
And that mti ina vibrate good energies because it's nature.
No.
it's like a funny story. I said, "Dita kami ni awasewa, walk girls, walk no. Whatever." It's like a funny story, but nitakupewa na own time about touching trees and vibrating energies.
Yeah, but good vibes
and transferring energies. Mm. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's the only thing, baby, that can get us through adulthood. Sababu.
And drugs. Maybe don't do drugs. Well, don't do drugs. That's way. Just kidding. JK.
Yeah. And drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when you know your limit, it's fun.
Yeah, because I'm about to go overboard.
But napenangazile. Okay, you see story of podcast. Like.
Anyway, I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything else to add. Do you
take any slow down?
Uh-huh.
Like slow down, like everything will come to you at the right time, man.
Okay. Mine is a sema to surround yourself with people that matter and that vibrate good energy. Otherwise, always you make it out alive.
Voila.
So okay. That's it.
That's all on my end, Pia. Let's normalize getting disappointed. Let's normalize that, and yeah, man, take a day at a time and we shall figure this shit out. Oh, we shall figure this thing out. Yeah. Do not curse.
Well,
yeah, that's it. See you next time.
Keep it wavy.